From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The International Organization for Migration says more than 10,000 Iraqis have been displaced since the start of an operation to retake the city of Mosul from Islamic State militants. So far, Iraqi government troops, Kurdish fighters, Sunni tribesmen, and Shiite militias have captured towns and villages surrounding the city. General Stephen Townsend, the top general leading the coalition military operation in Syria and Iraq, told reporters at the Pentagon via teleconference Wednesday that a Syrian rebel group will soon move to isolate the Iraqi city of Raqqa.
We think there's an imperative to get isolation in place around Raqqa because our intelligence feeds tell us that there is a significant external operations attacks planning going on emanating centralized in Raqqa.
That rebel group includes a significant number of Kurdish YPG fighters, something that is sure to anger U.S. ally Turkey. Authorities in Afghanistan said Wednesday extremists linked to the Islamic State group have killed at least 30 civilians in a remote central region. The overnight bloodshed near the capital of Ghor province is alarming for local officials because it is the first known IS activity in the area where ethnic Hazara are in the majority. French authorities Wednesday declared the squalid refugee camp known as the Jungle empty. Large parts of the camp near Calais went up in flames Wednesday as migrants set fire to shelters before being forced to leave. French authorities conducted the operation to clear what has become a symbol of Europe's refugee crisis and resettle migrants who had lived in dire conditions at the camp. This is VOA News.